to its immigration legacy, ethically and culturally, the United States of America is one of the world's most diverse and tolerant nations. The start of many trends and forward-thinking initiatives has also been attributed to the open-minded nation. In the last 100 years, U.S. society has also consciously and compassionately progressed in animal welfare and the preference for the healthier plant-based diet. Supreme Master Ching Hai has on many occasions spoken of the deep spiritual quality of this great nation.
I really respect the Americans, you know, for their force, for their determination, and their hard work spirit. Within 200 years, they built a whole nation, and so vast a nation. I was always touched when I arrived in America. And the Americans were also refugees. They wanted to protect their belief. That is very noble, really. And they came with nothing. Only the brain, only the spirit, only their faithful belief in God. And look at what they have made out of this nation, out of the wildness, of the deep wasteland. And they have built from nothing to make it become the most powerful country on earth. And now, because their seed is spiritual, therefore they always return to spiritual. The first reason, motive for them to settle in this land is spiritual reason. Therefore that seed never died. Yes. And because they are spiritual, therefore they can build their land so strong. Because they have built everything that they need to have a comfortable earthly assistance. Now they are very much for spiritual. That's why a lot of vegetarian houses in America now. Many people are vegetarian. Millions of people.
It is interesting to note that prior to the industrial era that escalated during the 20th century, meat eating in the United States was not at all common before the 1900s. Indeed, most people living in the U.S. before this age ate very little animal flesh and subsisted on a primarily plant-based diet. Today we cordially invite you to join us on an inspiring and informative exploration into the lesser known but venerable history of this great United Nation.
There actually was a distinct vegetarian movement in the United States that was fairly popular and fairly well recognized from the 1830s onwards.
Mr. Adam Spritzen, PhD candidate in the Department of History at Loyola University of Chicago, USA, will be our guide today in the first of our three-part program on our noble lineage. A vegetarian himself, Mr. Spritzen became interested in history of vegetarianism in America while attending university. He quickly realized it is an often neglected cornerstone of 19th century America and delved deeper into its research as part of his higher studies.
There have certainly been individuals who practiced a vegetarian diet in the United States going back to the earliest settlers, even going back further to the Native Americans.
There is strong evidence to suggest that the pilgrims arriving at Plymouth Harbor on November 11, 1620, probably dined on a vegan meal of mainly beans and rice offered by the Wampanoag Native Americans. James Traeger, author of the Food Encyclopedia, relates that turkey was actually not present at the pilgrims' first Thanksgiving dinner. There was, however, a variety of Wampanoag delicacies, including cornmeal and nuts, accompanied by gooseberries, strawberries, plums, cherries, cranberries, and possibly pumpkin and squash, nature's gifts for the autumn harvest. In fact, Thanksgiving was only declared a national holiday starting in 1863 to promote national unity. Incidentally, White House tradition on this day is to symbolically set a turkey free. The famed supporter of American independence and author Thomas Paine wrote in his 1791 work, Age of Reason,
"The moral duty of man consists of imitating the moral goodness and beneficence of God manifested in the creation towards all his creatures. Everything of persecution and revenge between human and human, and everything of cruelty to animals is a violation of moral duty."
This United States was and is a courageous nation founded on faith. Its official motto of In God We Trust tells a lot about this country's lineage and quest for noble ideals.
In 1817, the Bible Christian Church, a group of migrants coming from Liverpool in England, came to the shores of the United States and settled in Philadelphia. They not only abstained from meat and other animal products, but they were preaching this and trying to reach out to other people to follow a similar diet.
Bible Christian Church's views on vegetarianism spread across the Atlantic Ocean and reached the eastern shores of the United States thanks to Reverend William Metcalf and Reverend James Clark. They established a stateside arm of the church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This contributed to the central formation of an American vegetarian movement. Years later, Reverend James Clark went on to establish the International Vegetarian Union to provide a supportive basis for vegetarians, as well as creating awareness for those interested in the healthier, kinder way to live.
So what role has religion played in the movement from that time forward?
Certainly throughout the 19th century, it was a fundamentally important factor within the growth of vegetarianism in the United States. Again, starting with this Bible Christian church, who believed that the Old Testament said that a vegetarian diet was fundamental to living a good moral life.
John Gilheney, author of Familiar Strangers, The Church and the Vegetarian Movement in Britain, 1809 to 2009, reminds us of the virtues of Christianity upon which the Bible Christian Church was founded.
If you look at basic core Christian tenets of love, mercy, peace, justice, and it's quite a long list really, but it's quite a basic one in terms of that you'll find these aspirations in any religion. Vegetarianism follows on from most of them, you know. I mean, you could talk about peace in particular as something that's quite absent, evidently so, in slaughterhouses. Very difficult to reconcile with stabbing animals in the throat, which is basically what it amounts to in real life. If you remove all the euphemisms and various other softening terms that disguise what really happens.
Reverend William Metcalf was determined to share the truth. He spoke about the desolation wrought in the soul by the sin of flesh eating, which cannot be easily understood because of instituted eating habits. Hence, he reminded, a constant devotion was needed by those who were enlightened in the principles of vegetarianism to awaken the public to this spiritual reality. The Bible Christian Church in Philadelphia became synonymous as a vegetarian institution. He also tried his best to reach out to the public through the media. He wrote articles on vegetarianism for widely circulated newspapers like the Philadelphia Gazette, the Saturday Evening Post, in addition to other publications. As the Bible Christians believe that vegetarianism was God's law and that Jesus also subsisted on a plant-based diet, Reverend Metcalf preached that it was a misinterpretation of the Bible that led to the belief that Jesus fed fish to people. Reverend Metcalf explained that the word for fish used in the Gospels did not translate as a marine species, but rather meant animal-free relishes that were served with bread. Reverend Metcalf also caught the attention of Dr. Sylvester Graham, creator of the Graham Cracker, and John Harvey Kellogg, co-creator of Corn Flakes cereal, both of whom played key roles in the founding of the American vegetarian movement. When we return after this brief message, we will hear more about the roles of Dr. Sylvester Graham and John Harvey Kellogg in starting the United States' first vegetarian society. You are watching Our Noble Lineage on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Our Noble Lineage on Supreme Master Television. Today we are going through the historical chronicles of American vegetarian history as guided by Mr. Adam Sprinson.
Through the 1830s, the largest advocate for a flesh-free diet was a figure named Sylvester Graham, who was trained as a Presbyterian minister. He was certainly informed by a sense that dietary habits and dietary choice was fundamental to living the good life. Graham becomes popular in the 1830s, preaching abstention from any number of stimulants, alcohol being certainly amongst them, spicy foods, but at the center of that is this call to abstain from meat. Graham invented a bread that was a pure whole wheat bread known as Graham bread. This bread became so popular that in the cities throughout the Northeast, he had a series of followers known as Grahamites that would live the lifestyle that he preached, abstaining from alcohol, abstaining from flesh foods, and having a diet based in cold water and this really pure whole wheat bread. He became so popular that these followers ended up forming boarding houses throughout cities in the Northeast, in particular in New York and Boston, seeing the boarding houses being the way to live their Grahamite lifestyle in the most efficient way possible.
Dr. Sylvester Graham was also against marketplace milk because most cows were fed on leftover distillery mash or swill, and merchants would add chalk, plaster of Paris, and molasses to make it presentable as a saleable good. There was actually not much nutritional value in the milk and was also contaminated by liquor.
The Grahamites remained popular through the 1840s. The combination of the Grahamites and these Bible Christians come together in 1850 and form the American Vegetarian Society, which was the first nationwide vegetarian organization in the United States.
Dr. Sylvester Graham is credited with co-founding another one of the first vegetarian societies in the United States. Established in 1837, the American Physiological Society is actually claimed to be the first organization in the world dedicated specifically to the promotion of vegetarianism. The other co-founder, Dr. William Alcott, author of The Vegetable Diet as Sanctioned by Medical Men, also later became a friend and supporter of Reverend Dr. William Metcalf's vegetarian congregation. When news that the first vegetarian society in England had been formed, the two men quickly acted to establish one in the United States. After much corresponding and garnering of support from other like-minded individuals, the result was the American Vegetarian Convention that took place on the 15th of May, 1850 in New York. It was here that many other vegetarians from various walks of life had a chance to meet, share ideas, and ultimately form a society. Dr. Alcott became its president, and Dr. Metcalf became secretary and editor of the Society's newsletter, the American Vegetarian and Health Journal, that was first made available to the public in the following year.
The American Vegetarian Society was most important for two reasons. First off, they placed vegetarianism at the center of all the great reform movements of the time. Vegetarians of the time believed that the only way to have a society that was just, non-violent, non-aggressive, was to wean themselves off of meat. Mm-hmm. The next logical step, then, with a more peaceful, more just society, would be to end these social blights such as slavery and the oppression of women. The second reason that the American Vegetarian Society is fundamentally important is that they popularized the use of the term vegetarian in the United States for the first time. Vegetarians at the time chose that term to reflect the Latin root of vegetus, lively or vigorous. Mm-hmm. So while their notion of vegetarian is based in avoiding animal products, meat in particular, it was driven by this notion that it was the route to a more healthy, vital lifestyle to produce better, more moral, ethical individuals.
When we continue next week on our noble lineage, we'll learn more about the vegetarian communes that were established in the 19th century United States, as well as the pioneers of plant-based protein substitutes. Coming up now, loyal viewers, is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May a loving heart guide you through life, always.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NL.